Welcome to another episode of Parenting Talk. I'm Bree.
I'm Riley.
And this week's episode... Oh, and Cohen's in here. Are you going to sit in here, Cohen?
Yeah.
Okay. And this week's episode is all about the word virginity, what it is, what does it mean,
and
other concepts about it. If you're going to sit down, you have to sit down. You can't be moving around.
Pick one spot and sit.
Sorry, that's Cohen. Cohen, do you have anything to say about the word virginity?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what it means if somebody's a virgin? Well, this is good that we're having this conversation. It means that you've never... It means that that person has never had sex.
So you're a virgin. At least I hope you are. You're a virgin, right?
Oh, no. Are you?
Yes.
What does the word... Keep going.
I'm a virgin. Cohen's a virgin. Mom's...
Not a virgin.
Not a virgin, obviously.
Dictionary.com.
Virgin. Virginity.
It means the state... Here, Cohen, you can read it. The state or condition...
Now, the state or condition of being a virgin.
So, basically, it's when you have not had sex yet, or you've chosen not.
Okay, what does number two say, Cohen?
The state or condition of being pure, fresh, or unused.
And number three, Cohen?
Any naive.
Uninitiated or uninformed state.
Or uninformed state.
So, have you ever heard that say, like, oh, it's as the snow is as white as the fresh virgin snow or fresh, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know how you open something and they're like, oh, it's brand new. It's just like a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy that people even still say that.
Oh, yeah,
but,
But
anyways, this conversation came up and I thought it'd be a good episode to talk about virginity because it came up on TikTok where this mom, she's getting a lot of flack and then she's also getting a lot of... praise. She's raising her 5 daughters to believe that virginity does not exist. She's this is what she said. I gotta go back. I'll scroll all the way up. She's teaching her kids. She said, I'm not this. Her name is Casey LaCorte. She started the conversation. She said, I'm gonna get a lot of for this, but what are you going to do? I'm raising my 5 daughters to believe that there's no such thing as virginity. Why? Because it is a patriarchal... I can't say that.
Patriarchal?
No.
Patriarchal.
Yeah. Whatever. Archaic concept used to control women and serves no purpose other than making informed women bad about ourselves. She explained, just because some guy randomly sticks his penis in you at some point in your life, it does not change your worth. Does not change who you are, and it doesn't change anything that ever that happened to you. So, some people are always like, people sometimes feel like, oh my God, like the first time you have sex, you think that as soon as you walk in a room, everybody's gonna know, like you're wearing this giant sign that says,
oh, yeah.
I had sex
for
the first time.
Like in Stranger Things, and she, like after she had sex with Steve, she walks and she's like, I feel like everyone's staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can understand why you feel like that because you're not used to it. It's something that some people will feel ashamed to talk about because, you know, someone in their family might shame them about it or you don't really have anyone to talk to about that. I don't have that. But, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, of course you're going to feel like everyone's looking at you because it's like, it's not a...
You're new to it.
Yeah. There you go. Good job, Cohen.
But virginity is, to me, it's just a word. Like, I told you earlier, we were talking about this.
This is, like, our second time recording.
I know. Like, my brain is having a brain fart right now. It's just, like, because I took an aspirin earlier. Because my leg is old and it was hurting. So, basically, I was telling you, like, it's going to happen. I can't stop you guys from having sex. Like, I'm not going to be there all the time. So I have to trust that I'm raising you guys with enough morals and integrity to make good choices.
Yeah.
Because like I told you, the choices you make now are going to shape your future, and it's going to change who, it's going to change the path that you're going down. But again, I also am not like, oh my God, you had sex. Like, you're terrible.
Yeah, you're kind of like, oh, we had it. I mean, did you regret, like, would you, like, okay, if we had it, would you be like, did you regret it? You know, like.
I mean, I would probably ask if you want to talk about it. Do you feel like you need to talk about it?
Or, like, was it, like, were you forced to do it, or.
Yeah,
like,
so.
Just, like, the simple precautions.
Well, like, Riley and I were reading earlier, is a lot of people were saying how, like, their first time, they were actually sexually abused.
But you don't really know.
But, like, we were reading on, I was telling Riley that I was reading on a Facebook group for, like, kind of, like, feminists. I think it was called The Women of America or Women Heard. And this lady said that, you know, she was, her first time, she was actually molested by a family member or a friend. And her mom, like, she when she confessed to her mom what happened, her mom basically told her she was damaged goods and no man would want her. Like, it's so crazy that, like, your daughter or your
imagine
son.
Imagine mom saying that to you, Cohen, or to me.
Like, your mom, who is supposed to be there and love you and be supportive, like, that was the first thing. Like, you are confessing to them something so terrible and damaging has happened to you, and the first thing that they say to you, or even, not even the first thing, but just the audacity that they have to say to you that you're damaged goods, that no man is going to want you.
Like, the reason you went to them in the first place is to get that support and to get the advice, you know, and to talk to someone about it. And, you know, if you, okay, like, once you talk to someone about it and they say something, that's going to affect how you think everyone else is going to react. So, you know, her mom told her that she was damaged goods. You know, she told someone else, she thought they'd probably say the same thing. So she kept it to herself for a long time. And issues probably happen, you know.
You're really far away.
That's why I'm trying to shout really loud.
But what I was telling you is, sex is important. I mean, it is important. And it'll always be important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were reading on that one article, and it said, you know, you should only have sex with somebody that you love and you trust. Well, guess what?
It's probably not gonna happen.
Half the time you guys have sex, you're not gonna be like, oh my God, I love you, let's go to bed together. Let's totally just have sex right now. It's going to happen. There's going to be times where your lust and your feelings get the best of you, and you're going to say caution to the wind.
One minute you may be yelling at each other, the next minute
you're yelling, trying to take each other's clothes off. So she said, I'm raising them to be good people.
Cohen,
do you know anybody that's not a virgin? That hasn't come up in school yet?
No.
No.
I don't ask people who aren't virgins. I know people who are virgins, too. Because I have a lot of older friends, too. Like, from, like, Girl Scouts or something. But you know what is kind of, I'm not saying, like, it's a shaping, like, who they are as a person. But it's kind of weird when, like, they, I know that they've lost their virginity or they're not a virgin. And then I see them at, like, Girl Scout meetings or something like that. And I'm just like, I know so much personal stuff about them. I can't look at, like, hard to look at them the same way. You know what I mean? Like, it's
hard to look at them the same way you used to.
No, it's like, okay. Like, let's say me and Jessica were in Girl Scouts together, and she told me a whole bunch of personal stuff that, and I've seen her do stuff outside of like Girl Scouts or something. But when we're in Girl Scout meetings, I know her as a different person. So it's always kind of like weird. This really has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying. But this website is from ISSM.info.sexualhealth. This is what we were kind of talking about this earlier, where there's some countries or cultures, they actually do virginity testing. So this, I'm going to go over this real quick. It says, what is virginity testing? Why is it used? And what are the potential effects? Cohen, you want to read this part? It's just
virginity testing is a controversial practice that aims to determine whether a girl has had sexual intercourse or not. In some cultures, female virginity is highly valued and expected for marriage, or employment.
Employment? That's crazy. Why would your job want to know if you're sexually active? That's weird.
Girls have had sexual experience may be deemed impure or not worthy of respect. Oh. And there's your answer why.
You're going to keep reading?
Yeah. Testing may also be conducted in women who are being evaluated for sexual assault.
That makes sense. But not really, because it doesn't matter if you're...
Yeah, people automatically think, oh, you know, you had sex, like, a girl had sex.
You must have been asking for.
Yeah, huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Can I finish?
Yeah, you finish.
Virginity testing is practiced around the world, particularly in parts of Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. It has also been found in Western countries like Canada, Spain, Sweden, and the Netherlands. However, many medical experts believe that virginity testing is unreliable with serious... repercussions for girls who...
No, he got it right. Repercussions.
For girls who subjected to it.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, once a girl has... Okay, it's like for guys, it's like if you've had sex, oh, you're a guy, of course you're gonna have sex. But it's like for girls, if you have sex, they're automatically like, oh, you're probably like a slut, or you're probably like, you know, you're not pure, you know, you're... dirty-minded, or you're nasty.
Not worthy of respect.
Yeah, you're not... You should be respected, because, you know, since you had sex...
Here, do you want to read this part, Riley? This is the second of the third slide.
Yeah, alright.
We're reading all of it?
Mm-hmm.
Many virginity tests are done by the two-finger method. The examiner, often a doctor, community leader, or member of law enforcement, places two fingers, inside a girl's vagina... checking for an intact hymen tissue at the vaginal opening or vaginal laxity. Some people believe that the hymen is a firm covering...
You forgot this part. A looseness.
A looseness that could suggest sexual activity. That's what a vaginal
laxity is. That's because you're saying when you're a virgin, your vagina is tight like this. But They're saying if they do this and it's a loose, they... Oh, it must be so loose because you had a penis in there.
Yeah. Some people believe that the hymen is a firm covering that is torn during first intercourse. They conclude that if a girl has a broken hymen, she must not be a virgin, but this isn't true. Some girls are born without hymens, or very small ones that wouldn't be obvious during a virginity test. Also, hymens can tear in a variety of ways. It can happen while a girl is riding a bike, or horse, playing sports, or inserting a tampon. All true. Having a broken hymen does not mean a girl has had sexual intercourse. It's also a myth that having a loose vagina means a girl is not a virgin. Every vagina is different. Vaginas are designed to be elastic. They loosen up during sexual arousal to accommodate a penis. They tighten again after sex, but some are looser than others, which is definitely true.
Yeah, we had a study.
You have to slow down when you're reading.
In sixth grade, when we had to watch a video about this, we actually talked about this. Like, we talked about how some girls' vaginas are different than others. You know, one might be super tight.
I didn't read about that in that book.
Yeah, one might be super tight. One might be super loose, and just because, you know, you stick two fingers up there and you're like, oh, it's loose, uh-oh, you know, you lost your virginity, you're not a virgin. It's not mean anything. It could just be they have a loose vagina. It's not their fault, you know.
Virginity testing, this is the last slide of it. Virginity testing can be a traumatic experience. In a 2017 study published in Reproductive Health, researchers discussed physical, psychological, and social harm that can result. Virginity testing is often painful, and many girls feel violated, fearful, and anxious. It might be experienced as a repetition of a sexual assault. They may develop sexual problems later in life. Poor results can have devastating effects. For example, authors describe the case of an Iranian woman who committed suicide after hearing her hymen was not intact, even though she claimed that she was indeed a virgin. Girls who are not deemed to be virgins may be isolated from their families and communities, excluded from social events, and unable to marry because they are considered impure. They also may be unable to hold jobs. Many experts are against this, arguing that the process is harmful, blah, blah, blah.
Can they also get STDs from the fingers?
No. I mean, If you have a sore in your vagina, like an open cut or something, and then they have like a cut or a sore on their finger, and they're sticking their fingers in your vagina, yes.
It's... Okay, like, of course, that's going to feel like you're being, like, what is it called? You're feeling, if you, of course, getting two fingers up your vagina by someone you don't really know is going to be, what's the word for it?
Violation.
Yeah, you're going to feel like your body's been violated because you don't know this person.
It's a violation they don't, of your privacy.
Yeah, they don't really have a, like, they have a reason, but it's not a very good one. It's a crappy one. You know, and just because, you know, your vagina may feel or look a certain way, and then, you know, they're like, oh, you lost your, you're not a virgin, and then your parents can be like, oh my gosh, you know, blah, 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 you are not our daughter, you know. Our daughter,
I hate that you do that, blah, 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 I hate when you do that.
You do it too.
It's annoying.
It's wrong that, like, just because they have, they've had, you know, what, just makes them, like.
What?
It's kind of like stereotyping.
Just because they what?
Because I've had, you know what?
Sex?
Mm-hmm.
You can talk. Like, we literally are talking about this.
You're just, you know what you gotta do? You gotta say sex multiple times. So like, sex, 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 sex.
But, like, it's crazy how in, like, we were talking about, like, Riley and I was, research, I was telling her that there are some people who auction their virginity online.
They make big bank off that.
But, like, we were talking about there's a place. Anyway, so this lady auctioned her virginity online, and it went for, I think, a reported $3.8 million. It was never confirmed if it actually was real or not. But $3.8 million to take somebody's virginity to be the first person that the girl slept with. Like, that to me is insane.
That's good money, though.
But people often lose their virginity and decide to have sex. There's multiple reasons. Peer pressure is huge. They all feel like, I'm sure you guys will go to school and you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, this person had sex, this person had sex. I am like the last virgin on earth. But realistically, most people are lying that they have not had sex, but they don't want to be left out and they don't want to be teased.
Story. This has something to do with this. There was a ninth grader, when I was in ninth grade, there was a ninth grade guy, you know, going around, and his best friend and him, they were joking, and they're both opposite genders, a girl and a guy. And he was like, oh, you know, how about this? In 10th grade, I'll give you $100 to lose your virginity to me, blah, blah, blah. Oh, sorry, lose your virginity to me. And she thought they were joking. So she was like, yeah, you know what? Sure, totally. And she was laughing about it, and they shook. And he wasn't kidding about it. So they were in 9th grade at the time. And so for a good year, he would, like, she was so scared because she didn't know what to do. She told, like, the principals and stuff, they didn't really do anything. And, you know, so she felt really pressured to do this. And all because this guy wanted to be the first person she had sex with. And it was bad, but he ended up moving schools. But still, like, that's scary.
Yes,
all because she's a virgin. That happened. And it was her best friend, too.
Yeah, I feel like our school, they don't really do anything about bullying.
Yeah, that's a different topic, though. It's another conversation.
For another room, too.
Okay, this website is, you know me, I love a good feminist website. This one's called EF. Everydayfeminism.com. This article is from 2013, though. But virginity. It's something that, this is five reasons why we should need to ditch the concept of virginity for good. Virginity, it's something we all know of, something we've all talked about, is something we as a culture obsess over, which is true. There's so many shows that talk about virginity, about losing your virginity, and it's like every Lifetime movie, every movie. Please stop that.
Every Netflix
show. It's a very valuable thing to have if you're a woman, and a very perplexing thing to have if you're a man. That's what we were talking about. It's a double standard. Like, if you're a woman, you're virgin. Oh my gosh, you are the best thing ever. You're so good. You're goody two shoes. If you're a man and you have your virginity, you're a loser. Nobody wants you, which is crazy, because why is it disgusting for a man? I mean, for a woman to lose her virginity, but not a man. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Female virginity is valuable to a society, but a man's isn't really worth anything. In fact, it's better for a man's social status if he's not a virgin. and this ties to what is known as the sexual double standard. Women are shamed for having sex, and men are rewarded for it. Like we were talking about, I'm not gonna, I don't care if you guys have sex. I have, like we were saying, I have to trust that I'm raising you guys with good morals and ethics, and you guys are gonna be able to make good choices. So the idea, okay, the idea of your first penis in, almost said penis, the first idea of your, the idea of your first penis in vagina sexual encounter being something significant and life altering, well, for women anyway, has origins and women can be considered property.
I can't understand
any of this. Oh, well, I was, because I was reading it fast, so I can read it out to you.
Yeah.
The idea of your first penis in vagina sexual encounter being something significant and life altering has origins in women being considered property. Back in the day, you didn't have property. You couldn't, you were somebody's property. Like, that's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Since women were and sometimes still are considered property, when they got married, they were passed on to their husbands from their fathers. You know, the whole the father walks his daughter down the aisle tradition, well, it represents a transfer of property from her father to her husband. Her father was literally giving her away. A woman's sexual purity became very important because of this. Her virginity was seen as one of the most important things about her. Sexuality was also, of course, also regulated by religion, which made sex shameful and taboo outside of marriage. And for the most part, contraception was unattainable. So it's important for women to remain virgins for the husband to ensure the purity of his bloodline, which is so stupid. Basically, virginity served as the medieval form of a paternity test. That's also why some people choose not to have, they want to remain virgins until they're married, is because, hey, guess what, I'm pregnant. And then you can't be like, who did you sleep with? Well, I only slept with you. There's no question of who the baby's father is. Okay, so virginity is sexist. Do you want to read it, Cohen? Or no? Whoa.
Don't make loud noise.
It's okay. I'm going to turn the computer. Okay, you can read. Virginity is sexist.
Sure, in modern times, virginity is as a concept exists for guys too, but it doesn't have nearly the same social implications or significance. Women are taught that their virginity is valuable. Even a comedy...
Where are you? Commodity.
Commodity.
Like, it's a, you know what a commodity is? Like, that's a hot commodity. It's a hot item.
If they lose it the wrong way, that is, with the wrong person or at the wrong time, then we label them as easy or even call them damaged or desperate. Meanwhile, men don't have to worry about being judged or shamed for losing their virginity. In some cultures, women who aren't virgins, when they marry, can be exiled or even killed. Particularly for shaming their families.
What book did I just read? Oh, that four. I was just reading that Four Winds book by Kristen Hanna, and her parents, they were kind of like worried that she was going to be a shut in. She ended up going and sleeping with this guy, like it was like the first guy ever that she slept with, and she wasn't married. She was an old spinster at 24 or 25 years old. Because in the Great Depression, like, you were married off at, like, 16. Anyways, so she ended up sleeping with this guy, got pregnant. And you know what her parents did? They packed her up, drove her to that guy's house, and she told that his family, she's your problem now. And they had nothing ever to do with her again because she brought shame on their family.
And sex one's crazy. Virginity is... No.
He's not on the second one. Relax. Please stop doing that with your sweater.
Virginity is a sign of purity. And not being pure when you marry in many societies brings shame and dishonor to your family, even if you were raped.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much you lose your virginity even if you were raped, right?
Yeah. Because virginity is basically meaning you haven't had a penis inside your vagina. Or you haven't stuck your penis in a vagina. Last part.
And then...
Oh.
Men who aren't virgins when they marry, they don't face cultural consequences.
Okay, Riley, you can read the second part.
I got you.
Listen, so.
All right.
Virginity contributes to... Contribute. Whoa. Virginity contributes to slut shaming. Virginity is constructed so that we judge women based on how and when they started having sex. Losing your virginity at the wrong age, usually being too young in this case, at the wrong time, too early, or in a relationship, or not during one at all, with the wrong person, or with the wrong feelings, has social consequences. These factors are all subject to speculation and judgment by others, particularly slut-shaming. Slut-shaming is when you place guilt and subordination on women for their sexuality. Women dressing in revealing clothing, having or been perceived to have slept with lots of people, or even just having a lot of friends who are men, are common behaviors women are slut-shamed for. This is problematic because slut-shaming is sexist and reinforces a sex-negative mindset based on puritanical sexual values. Slut-shaming does not give women sexual autonomy, but instead constrains their behavior and choices by placing these expectations
on... Let me go back. Sexual autonomy is just like, I tell you, I want you guys to have choices on your body. That's what you call autonomy. I want you guys to be able to have choices if you want to be vaccinated, if you guys want this in your body, if you guys want that. Like, we try to give you as much autonomy as you have, or as you can have. Mm.
So slut-shaming doesn't give women sexual autonomy, but instead constrains their behavior and choices by placing these expectations on how they should go about being sexual. And not losing your virginity in the culturally defined appropriate way can lead to being slut-shamed. That is true. If you don't lose it a certain way...
Colin.
Yeah, if you don't lose it a certain way, or if you lose it from, like, someone that you might not even, see again and stuff like that, they're just like, oh, why? You're slut-shamed for it.
Virginity frames a woman's worth as inversely proportional to how much sex she's had. Okay, this means that the more sex you had, the less pure that you are, which is ridiculous because you can have as much sex as you want and it doesn't change anything about your body. Guess what? I know it's going to be gross and I'm going to tell you this anyways, but your vagina, look, when you have a baby, it could go this big. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It gets to be like as big as a basketball that a baby can be pushed out. Guess what happens to your vagina after the baby's born? It goes. It's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. But they're saying, oh my God, if you had sex with all these men.
You have a loose.
Yeah.
You got a floppy.
Go get some Vaseline
for your lips. You got a floppy fish.
This means that the more. Okay, we said it. What that translates to for women. That's weird. What that translates to for women is that your value is inherently linked to how much sex you've had. I can hear you getting on off the bed. Sorry. It's very loud. Specifically, how much you've had sex with men. Sit down there because he's going to climb up here too. There is an inverse relationship in how much sex you've had, have had, and how much society deems you worth to be. For men, however, there's a positive correlation between how much sex that they've had and how much worth the society deems them to have. Men are socially rewarded for having sex, and women are socially punished. He's a stud, and she's a slut. This is what is known as the sexual double standard, and virginity has a lot to do with this context. Cohen, you ready? Virginity is heteronormative. Cohen's putting Vaseline on his lips because he's a lip licker. He's a lint licker. He's a lip licker.
Ew.
You.
Don't be
long. Okay, virginity... is, I already read that part, but you can read it. Yeah, virginity is what?
We're going to be very loud. I'm just going to tell you that.
Virginity assumes that penis in vagina is somehow a special...
No. Gotta go back. You gotta read it all.
Virginity assumes that penis in vagina sex is... What?
Nope. Nobody said anything. You're the one who's being weird
somehow
about it.
A special type of sex that is different from all others. It's assumed that once you've had a penis in your vagina or put your penis into a vagina, then you haven't really had sex. Somehow, even oral and anal sex don't really count in our culture, despite both having the word sex in them. This means that there will be, that there is an assumption in engaging.
Engaging.
In hair.
Heterosexual.
Heterosexual. Vaginas.
Vaginal.
Sex.
Vaginal.
Vaginal sex is the standard.
And should be.
And should be for your sexual activities.
That's so, the. Go ahead.
No,
go. No, I'm waiting for Riley to finish. Go. You interrupted what I was going to say.
No, I didn't want to have you speak.
Okay. It's basically saying, I know. It says this means there is an assumption that engaged in a heterosexual vaginal sex is the standard, and it should be. So basically saying if you're not doing what they call missionary and you're not having just a penis and a vagina, like your choices are terrible and you are a terrible person.
Yeah, it's like telling you, you know, there's different kinds of sex. Okay, there's not just penis and vagina. There's also anal sex and there's oral sex.
But let me finish what I'm saying. Heterosexuality is the norm, and virginity just works as reinforcement to this. But that's because everybody's trying to cram everybody into these two boxes, female and male. They belong together. Those are the only two people that should be having sex together, a male and a female. And the only way, that's how they're trying to make it to, like, your virginity and your sexual preference. Those are things that are important. Virginity erases the experiences of lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, and other non-heterosexual people, and the other experiences of straight people who just don't have penis and vagina sex. It paints their sex as somehow invalid, is not as real as their heterosexual sex. So they're saying, oh, who cares that you're a lesbian and you want to have two vaginas together? That's, you're still a virgin, and your choices are terrible, but that doesn't make any sense. Okay, virginity, we already did that. Okay, Riley can write, talk about this one. Virginity. Okay, Riley, come on. Virginity erases queer and trans folk.
Virginity erases queer and trans folk. Since virginity is stuck in a heteronormative box, it doesn't leave room for those that don't fall into the gender binary or other so-called conventional forms of sexuality. Virginity is dependent upon being a heterosexual, cisgender man or woman, and doesn't have any sort of framework for relationships and people that fall outside of this. These folks are often not considered to even have lost their virginity unless they've had heterosexual sex with someone of the opposite sex. Yeah. So, because of how non-inclusive and sexist virginity is, using it is extremely problematic as it contributes to these social problems. By applying the concepts and values of virginity to your own and other sex lives, you are reinforcing patriarchal norms about sexuality and woman's worth. The patriarchy wants you to come. The patriarchy wants you commodify sexuality and hold sexist attitudes about it, because that is how they keep the status quo intact.
They want you to keep your virginity as a hot commodity. They want you to be like, this is it. You want to be with me. This is my virginity.
By forcing sexuality to exist in the small, heteronormative, cissexist, heterosexist box, they can effectively erase the experiences of all people that don't fit inside of that. I don't stand for that, and I bet you don't either. Yeah, so it's basically saying, you know, oh wow, that's long, okay. I ask you then to consider your feelings on virginity and start to question your own ideas about how sexuality is constructed. The more critical you become about virginity, the more its cultural obligation will start to seem trivial and unappealing. After all, social constructions are just based in how we tell ourselves the world is based on prior knowledge and experience. But what would happen if that knowledge and experience changed? That question is the key to losing virginity for good. So it's basically saying, if you're not heterosexual, and you, even if you're,
you're still a virgin until you have a heterosexual vagina and penis
experience. Yeah, so if you have, like,
penis
a...
penis and vagina experience.
Like, vagina, or, like, vagina and, like, sex... Yeah, right, like, sex toy, kind of, sort of. Well, if you don't have a penis and a vagina, then you haven't lost your virginity, even if you've technically lost your virginity.
Historically, virginity was linked to controlling women's bodies through monitoring fertility or paternal ownership. And with this system, women's bodies were and are presented as products for consumption, tools, labor, and conduit for the continuity of a bloodline. Does virginity matter nowadays? Its value to be preserved. It's not only restricted to women, but both men and women. You tired, Cohen?
No. Yeah.
I'm exhausted. But, like, it's so... Who cares? Who cares if you decide, I don't want to be virgin anymore. I want to go out and I want to sleep with the next 500 people.
See, what I'm worried about is... I know this is going to sound like such crap, and you're going to be like, why are you worried about this? But I'm worried about losing my virginity at a young age, like 15 or 16, because I feel like I'm going to have people in my family or people who are ashamed of me because of it.
Why?
Because I just feel like, I mean, there's some people in my family who are strict. Not saying a certain family member or anything, just there's people... in our family who are strict, you know, and if they ever found out, they'd probably be very disappointed in me. Like, it's funny, Grandpa was like, if you do it, just do it safely. And I was like,
Grandpa Tom?
No, Grandpa Gary.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe he actually feels that way. But this website, it's statepress.com. This is from 2017, which I think is kind of funny because it's kind of what we're talking about. Virginity has always been a big deal. Countless cultures have been obsessed with the count from their beginnings. Yet many people fail to consider the concept of virginity from different perspectives. The way we view virginity as a culture is extremely detrimental to the health of our sexualities, especially when you consider that technically it's not even real. Virginity is conceptual. It is a social construction. When we have sex for the first time, we don't actually lose anything. It doesn't change our identity. It is not life-altering, and it does not affect our worth. It's simply a new experience, which is exactly what we're talking about. While it's perfectly healthy to want to wait until you're in a committed relationship or married before you have sex, shaming others for not choosing the same path is harmful. This is exactly what our cultural view of virginity does. It praises those who remain pure and shames those who choose not to have sex before marriage. But my thing is also like, what if you wait forever to be married to one person and you decide to give them your virginity, which is weird because it's not something you physically could give somebody. You're like, let me take my virginity off my vagina. Here you go. My virginity is in a box. Like, it's so weird.
Or imagine, like, when you're waiting for this one specific person and it's someone who you're going to marry and ends up being terrible, or doesn't end up being them. That's sucky.
But you can always get better.
Does that, like, make sense?
Yeah, it does. Go ahead.
I don't get it.
What?
So if, like, virginity, like, it's not, like, an actual, like, thing.
That's what they're trying to say.
Sell it?
Oh, well, like, how the girls sell.
That's actually a good question.
Well, they're selling the experience.
Yeah.
That's selling, like,
the thought of it.
Pretty much. You're selling air, because that's essentially what it is. You're selling the idea of something to somebody else, because like you said, this article says, what is the concept of virginity if it's something you physically cannot hold? How could you say so? I'm going to sell you my virginity, but you're going to have to take my word for it, because how do I prove that I'm a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
You can't really. Like I said, there's so many, it's unreliable.
Cohen, do you think that you would ever wait to lose your virginity until marriage? Or do you think you're kind of like, it happens when it happens? The face you made, he was like,
The idea of purity is used as a means to control and manipulate us into following social norms, especially gender norms. It reinforces the idea that women lack sexuality. Virginity is treated as a commodity that can be lost. So according to this concept, when a woman has sex, she loses her value. Okay. Honestly, guess what? I think when you guys have sex, or when somebody has sex, their value goes up because they know what they're doing. They're more comfortable in their body. They, once you have sex, you're like, man, that feels great. I know what I like. I don't care about you.
Yes.
So, who gets saddled with discourse of purity? Women do. This person said, I don't know how to say the last name. When women are trying to feel like they're negotiating sexual purity, it's never good. However, the construction that does not just hurt women, it's destructive to men's sexuality as well. Men are widely shamed for remaining virgins, as it's a lost sign of their masculinity and manhood. It's a rite of passage, an exclusive one only you can join by engaging in one of the most intimate human experiences. Like I said, virginity is
one of the best. Oh, yeah.
It's one of the most outdated thoughts. Like, please stop. You're very distracting to me.
Sorry.
I totally forgot what I was going to say. Virginity is exclusively heteronormative. We already did that. The concept of male virginity makes it hard to make your own decisions about sex. It attaches guilt and shame to sexuality, and it makes it seem like a scary experience that transforms you into a different person, which is crazy. Virginity... I'm sure if we were talking to Pam and Joe about this, they would be against everything I have to say. They would totally be.
Yeah, it's funny. When I talk about it with them, they're kind of like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, totally.
You've talked to them about sex?
Well, no, like, with different, like, subjects.
Please, that's loud. It's very distracting. Anyways, go ahead.
With different subjects that we've talked about, like, you know, like, presidents and, like, all that kind of stuff. That you're like, they don't like my opinion about it. You know, I end up having that conversation with them and they're like, oh, yeah.
They don't like any of the conversations I'm having. During school of sexuality education workshops, students ask questions about virginity and these largely come with heteronormative perspectives. When I was a teenager, please stop. You guys are very distracting. We only have 20 minutes left. Sit on the ground if you need to. When I was a teenager, virginity felt like quite a big deal. I spoke to my friends about losing it, and I worried about being the last virgin left. I thought losing your virginity meant having a penis and vagina sex, and nothing else would count. I heard about the hymen and worried that when I did have sex, this is from schoolofsex.com, or blog, and I was worried that when I did have sex, I would bleed and it would be embarrassing. Quite frankly, virginity and sex made me anxious and scared. This person says, I wish I had lessons from school sexuality. So what is social construct? That's what we're talking about. Why is the social construct of virginity damaging? Well, number one, it focuses on the penis and vagina sex and erases other experiences. Like, you know, they have this thing, it's called tantric sex. It's hard to explain, but it's like you literally are just touching somebody and you're like so... you're so aroused just by being with them and the thought of it, and like there's foreplay where they touch you and you're like, oh my god, it's so great. That is a great form of sexual, it's still a sexual act, it's something very intimate. I think when you know, it's crazy that they're saying that these acts don't count. Are you guys both tired? You both look exhausted.
What is virginity sex?
What?
Virginity sex?
You mean vaginal?
Vaginal?
Oh, you said virginity sex.
Vaginal sex is what I said. Oh. Vaginal sex is you're putting a penis into a vagina.
It's the norm.
That's what they're saying, is that that's why it's so dangerous to our society, because there are plenty of people who identify as male or female and or a lesbian or gay or whatever. All the other ones were. I couldn't think of them right. I'm so tired. But they're basically saying, guess what? You're still a virgin. Your sexual identity, and we don't care about you. We don't care about that because you're still a virgin. You didn't do it the regular way.
You had to, like, the same gender, or maybe, you know, like... stuff like that. You're not the normal. You're not normal. You know, you're not having
this oxygen. Little science of sex isn't just penis and vagina. It means masturbation, hands, mouth, sex toys, and genitalia.
Yeah, there's sex toys, Cummins. His face. Oh, that was priceless.
The hymen is a myth. Like many people, I thought a hymen was a stretchy piece of cling-like film membrane which covered the vaginal opening. I thought it was the same for when you could break it itself by riding a tampon, riding a horse, riding a tampon, inserting a tampon, or riding a horse, or having penis and vagina sex. Turns out that isn't the case. I know, I'm tired. I'm reading the sentences. Dang it. You could put a tampon out and you're gonna be like, yeehaw.
I'm gonna start saying that to you, Mom. Every time I put in a tampon, so I'd be like, Mom, I wrote the tampon.
That's weird.
Yeah, I was just like,
no, you said that on here. You're like, I'm gonna go ahead and announce it. That's weird. I'm gonna, okay.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, did you write the tampon?
Virginity. Why?
Oh,
what cultures value virginity the most? Okay.
The dimples are
you normal. Guys, I'm trying to finish this up. I'm tired, and so are you.
I know. I can barely keep my eyes open.
Virginity around the world. You're being very rude. Okay, last week, this is from 2010. Wow, this is 11 years ago. That's crazy that 2010 was that far away. Okay. In India, a prominent actress was finally cleared of more than 22 criminal charges against her for merely acknowledging that virginity is becoming less strictly enforced in India. The actress Khushbu said in a magazine interview that no educated man would expect his bride to be a virgin. So I guess it's in India. It says this obviously said in 2010, a fascinating article on the popularity of surgery designed to restore virginity among Arab women. For many women, lying and saying that they're virgin is not enough to please the patriarchal requirement that women come to marriage without any previous sexual experience. No woman has to physically demonstrate that she is the virgin. That's very rude. That's very rude. But, like I said, and there's so many books where they're like, you're waiting to have your virginity taken from your husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's loud too. Thank you. I literally just told you. Don't throw my jacket on the ground. You need to go put it out with the other snow stuff. Traditional values of virginity and sexual behavior. Obviously, we already know that. That was funny. Stop it. Virginity. Okay. Why does it say what? Well, cultures. Virginity. In different cultures, maybe that's what I'm looking for. Women are no longer being judged. Oh my gosh, this is so much of the same crap that we've already read. But anyways, I really don't think that virginity is that big of a deal.
I think it's just a word that...
I think it's a word that's old-fashioned. I think it needs to go away.
Because society has moved on and
society really hasn't moved on. Well, you think about all the people in church.
Okay, well, society has improved somewhat. And, you know, I feel like they can improve in some things. And I definitely feel like virginity and, you know, just the word and what it means and everything could definitely change. You know?
Okay.
Like, there should be no norm, you know, like, you shouldn't lose your virginity by doing the normal sex of vaginal.
Vaginal? Vaginal? The word virgin comes from the old French virgin, from the root form of Latin virgo. Mm-hmm. Genitive virgins, meaning literally maiden or virgin, a sexually intact woman. You guys are just so distracting right now. But virginity in African cultures, that's weird. Virginity and virtue. I think that's also why I know that's also why is that a lot of times in some cultures, you get married right away, like as soon as you start your period, because then you're a virgin and then you're able to go and get married and start reproducing and having a family. But they want somebody who's pure. So the only way to really stop that is to get you as young as possible to stick their penis in your vagina. Almost said the other way around again. Go.
Stick your vagina.
Well, anyways, I guess we're done with this article because you guys are not even talking. It's mostly me talking this whole time.
Well, you're the one.
No, there's nothing to read on there. There's literally nothing to read. I was literally just talking to you about our experience. My parents did not make me feel like it was. Well, I mean, my parents didn't talk to me about virginity. They didn't talk to me about anything. Everything I learned it on my own. So that's why I talk so openly with you guys about this. One day you're going to come. You're not going to come and tell me. You might. It might be weird, but I don't.
Oh, I think he's definitely going to tell you if he ever.
Colin won't tell me. He's, out of all of you guys, he's the quietest one.
Yeah, but he'd tell you something like that. He'd be like, Mom, I did this to the girl.
You really think so?
I could see the day when he goes up to you.
I see the day when you do it.
I probably won't tell her for a good few, I'll probably keep it a secret until I'm, comprehend. I'm like, this actually happened. What am I going to do about it? And, I'll probably end up telling her later on. But I just got to think about that by myself. Give that moment
to myself. But it's not a big deal. Who cares? You have sex.
But what if I go up to you and I'm, 15 years old? I'm like, Mom, I
Why do you keep coming up with this number 15? Do you really think you're going to have sex?
No,
because
that's my youngest. Well, actually, 14. But, let's say I do, when I'm super young, 15, 14. Wouldn't you have a little bit of disappointment in there?
No, because like I said, it's sex. I can't stop you from having it.
I'm obviously going to have safe sex, obviously.
We all say we're going to have safe sex. I've got 3 kids that say that doesn't always happen.
Well, that's why you take,
But it doesn't always work. Birth control is not 100%.
And that's why you do condoms and birth control.
But it's still not 100%. You're the only 100% way to stop pregnancy?
Abstinence.
You keep your penis away from that vagina.
Or your...
Vagina away from that penis.
But anyways, this was Parenting Talk. We're going to finish up. This was the episode about virginity, our feelings about it. So what did you learn about virginity? Nothing.
Everything.
Everything?
You're more elaborate.
What?
Tell you doesn't.
More elaborate.
Everything. I didn't even know what it was when we first started this episode.
You didn't know what the word is? Really? Mm. You didn't know what
it's... Okay, well, it's fine. What did you learn?
Well, I learned that, people still think there's a norm and that vaginal sex is the norm. And I learned about how you can make lots of money just telling people that they could have, your virginity.
But how could you give something away that's not physically?
Well, they'll have the thought of something like that. What else did I learn? I learned a lot.
I should have saved my virginity.
That's what I at school they make us watch.
No, I should have saved it so I could sell it.
That's fine. We would have been, living in some big mansion,
Shoot, you guys wouldn't be here.
Shoot, you're right. That's true. But, I feel like...
I'd be living.
Everyone at school, too. At school, we have to watch a sex video every week. We have to watch one. You get very used to it. All of our other classes, ELA and... biology, we're talking about it because we're reading about Shakespeare and we're studying genes and how to in reproduction, so we watch videos and everyone's always I wish I didn't have sex when I first had it.
Well,
everyone probably it happens regrets it.
Not everybody.
Did you regret it?
No, I didn't regret it.
They got us.
Yeah, ask who. Do we know this person?
No, you don't know this person.
Oh,
half the people don't know the person that first, or they don't talk to the first person anymore that they had sex with. That's weird.
That's true.
Anyways, this was the latest episode of Parenting Talk. Sorry for not being here last week. It is cookie season. The Girl Scouts were almost done, and life happened, and we did not get a chance to do it.
Yeah.
So we will be back next week. Thank you for tuning in. You could always go ahead and email us if you have a topic conversation at brichie08@gmail.com. Yes, Cohen?
Nothing.
Where were you? Clapping your hands? Where you want to say goodbye?
No, it's over. Oh.
All right, this is Bree.
This is Riley.
This is Cohen.
And we're saying goodnight.
Parenting Talk. Peace out. Bye.
Bye.